Episode 41.
Where meditation meets daily life. This is the Meditation Freedom Podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Meditation Freedom Podcast. My name is Sika Rode, and the beginning here of a new year based on our chronological calendar. And so I just want to wish you a wonderful year. If this is 2016 for you, I want to wish you a wonderful 2016 with lots of enjoyment of the present moment and hopefully a lot more understanding, more freedom, more wisdom, more compassion. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about in this mini episode anyway, was to see how I can provide you the best value in this year and just in general how we can be more here and now and be there for everyone and each other. Personally, Christina and I, we moved here to a place that's a little bit better for her health, and her health is still a tough situation to have very little lung capacity and increased difficulty with stamina and asthma. But at least we're positioned in a place that is much healthier for her. And personally, I love the desert as well. So, and I hope on your end that everything is working out well. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we're all in this together. So the more authentic and honest we can be with each other, the better and the healthier it is too. And another thing I wanted to mention regarding the podcast, we've now had 40 episodes on the Meditation Freedom Podcast. And I feel pretty good about it because these episodes have been without any advertising or influence, outside influence by a radio station like you would have in the past where you're accountable to, you know, an employer or a corporate sponsor or whatever. And we don't have that. So there's just you, the listener. So I'm very appreciative of those of you who have interacted with me at some point or another or supported the podcast. I really appreciate comments or anything. Like, for example, recently the podcast episode with the former police chief, you know, that caused some conversation, and it was it's a little bit a contentious issue, and some people really have a problem with the police, and I understand that, and that's exactly why I put this episode out, because I feel like it's important to talk about that with the people that are oftentimes being accused of the violence. So, you know, it's good to talk about that and to figure out how mindfulness and meditation can have a role in reducing this violence and de-escalating the hatred that's on both sides of the conversation or ill will. So I feel pretty good about that. You know, not having any advertising gives me the freedom to create an episode just any way that that works for me and hopefully for you, the listener. And as always, please comment on the episodes or fill out the survey. Right now I have a survey running and I hope to get at least a couple more listeners to respond to it. It's meditationfreedom.com/survey. That's it. Just type that in. And it's 7 or 8 easy questions. You can skip questions. You can just say, hey, you know, you can just respond to the one that you care about. And you'll be done in 2 seconds or 10 seconds. And it would be most appreciated. So what I'm doing so far is just doing episodes on whatever I think would be a good topic, you know, and that I find interesting. I'm trying not to be too biased for one religion or another, but of course, with meditation and mindfulness, there's a lot of Buddhist wisdom to share. So, you know, it might be slightly slanted towards more Buddhist interviews, but I am certainly intending to interview people from all walks of life as long as they have, you know, real experience and insight and are able to bring that out in their daily lives, bring out the fruits of that practice, of their practice, whatever contemplative practice they have. I feel not really biased towards any religion because I think all wisdom traditions have something very beautiful to share, and I believe the world is better off by not censoring anybody, any wisdom tradition, and really trying to learn from each tradition what works best. But also, I'm certainly not going to shy away from being critical if I see something that's harmful in a religion. And it doesn't matter to me what religion that is. I think all religions have elements of harm built into them because they've been institutionalized, and most likely there's some bias in there. And I do believe that occasionally pointing that out is very healthy, and we got to keep it alive and growing and maturing the wisdom and the compassion. So if there's something that's harmful in there, I don't have a problem with pointing that out or asking a guest to point that out either way. And I definitely don't want to waste anybody's time, so I hope to make each interview and each episode high value, no fluff. So if that means an episode of 5 minutes because the rest would be fluff, then so be it. You know, I'd rather have an episode that you learn something from and I learn something from than to fill it up. I don't think it matters how many minutes or how long it should be or how often it should be, as long as it's valuable. And what I like about the podcast, especially this particular podcast that I'm doing, is I treat it like a puzzle. You know, I'm putting together puzzle pieces, and I believe all wisdom traditions are, they have pieces of that puzzle, and putting them all together, we can make this world a more harmonious and mature in terms of wisdom and compassion world. So as long as there's a lot of problems in the world, I believe that there's a good reason to have these conversations and to have something like this podcast and to continue to practice. And frankly, to be real honest with you, is it's still difficult for me to talk, and I'm not really extroverted. So this is, you know, it's not natural to me to just sit here and talk for hours. That's not my thing. I figure it'll take me another couple years before I'm really comfortable with this, and maybe it'll never be comfortable. But I do believe that there's a role for more introverted types to also be part of this platform. So I'm definitely going to continue. And so briefly, just my hopes for this continuing podcast is to help all of us, including myself, to becoming much more appreciative of not just everything around us, but the wisdom traditions. And really, in the end, it's all about learning to reduce that gap between our ideals and our implementation and application of these ideals. So if a wisdom tradition has a certain ideal and understanding of how to live with the least amount of harm, then that is our ideal, is to minimize our harm and to find more freedom and understanding and wisdom, and then to implement that into our daily lives. And the gap between that realization and then the implementation in our daily lives, that gap is the gap that I think that we're all trying to reduce. So this podcast is just one more way to reduce that gap between practice and realization, and realization and practice, understanding and implementation. Because there's always going to be a gap. And that's really why we always practice, why we have to keep practicing, because we can't be perfect and we can't fulfill the vow to never kill anything, to never harm anything, because our very existence means we have to displace and we have to harm something, we have to eat a plant and so forth. But we can minimize that impact and we can reduce our footprint, our harm footprint. And nobody can do it perfectly, and that's good. That makes us all equal. You know, it doesn't matter how holy somebody is, they're still going to harm somebody because they still got to fly places. They still got to get somebody to harvest food for them and so forth. So they still displace and harm something out there, and that makes us all equal. So nobody's holier than thou. That's a myth. They're just real people. They're human beings. You know, to me, a lot of this, what this podcast is about, is the same as with anything that you learn, is you go from a state of unfamiliarity and not understanding it and maybe being uncomfortable with the unknown and even fearful of the unknown to a state where you are more familiarizing yourself with something and you learn to be, and you become more connected and less fearful and more illuminated by whatever that it is that is confusing or that is unknown or strange. So I just believe that these conversations are one more way to bring more freedom in our minds and our lives, and more peace and more insight, more understanding, more wisdom, more resilience, more stamina, and just providing us with more opportunities and tools and techniques to recharge our batteries and to understand each other, and basically just to improve our health in more than one ways, you know, mentally, spiritually, physically, and the health of the world. So with that, I want to finish up with some quotes from Martin Luther King Jr., because today is January 18th, and this is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's always great to look at some of these quotes from Martin Luther King and learn to live them, these great insights that have been condensed and distilled into quotes. So here's a couple of them. We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or perish together as fools. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into friend. Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. The time is always right to do what is right. I have a dream that my four little children one day will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There's some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step towards the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and the struggle, the tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals. We may all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. Our scientific power has outrun our spiritual power. We have guided missiles and misguided men. Have we not come to such an impasse in the modern world that we must love our enemies, or else the chain reaction of evil, hate begetting hate, wars producing more wars, must be broken, or else we shall be plunged into the dark abyss of annihilation. The past is prophetic in that it asserts loudly that wars are poor chisels for carving out peaceful tomorrows. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than evil triumphant. Oppressed people cannot remain oppressed forever. The yearning for freedom eventually manifests itself. So anyway, there's lots of good quotes by Martin Luther King Jr., and this was just a few of them that I do enjoy reading every so often, and I hope you did as well. Well, that's it for me for today. I hope to get an interview with the OMG I Can Meditate founder by next week, and I hope you enjoy that. The episode show notes can be found on meditationfreedom.com/41. And please, if at all possible, could you go to meditationfreedom.com/survey and just fill out a couple of these questions and just take a couple minutes or a couple seconds and help me figure out if this podcast is working for you, you know, if it's the right times and so forth, and if there's anything I can do to improve them. Please leave that feedback by filling out the quick survey. My best wishes for this next year for you and each of the moments that make up this year and the many more. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Meditation Freedom Podcast, where meditation meets daily life.